This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with Speakeasy Marketing and the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. And I have what I think is a philosophical and unusual topic for you today. And the topic is what it means to be a compromised person. Now, this came up in my mind because of all the legal actions and things that I've seen, you know, throughout the years. So what is a compromised person? You as an attorney know this very well. Not saying you are, but your clients definitely can be. So this means someone that's been divorced and there's public records of them being divorced and all the sordid details of their life, maybe in the divorce decree. Why is that compromising to them? Because later on, when they're applying for jobs, when they're maybe marrying someone else and the other person may discover it, or it is discoverable, or maybe they're getting into a divorce later on in their life, this public record can make them a compromised person. It can cause them to have to negotiate in a lawsuit, for instance, because they have this out in the public, and maybe it doesn't make them look very good. Maybe it makes them afraid to deal with a suit or deal with a business dealing because of this public info. Maybe it makes them look bad, they feel, or they feel embarrassed by it. Maybe they should be, maybe they shouldn't. I don't know. Another really simple example is anyone that's been convicted of a crime, even if it's a, you know, low-level misdemeanor, shoplifting, petty theft. How does it look when you want to get a job and you have a theft conviction? You know, the language sounds pretty bad, huh? On your record. Even if it was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, people still look at it. Judges can still use it against you. And you know that depending on what area you're in, criminal defense, DUI, et cetera, even family law, bankruptcy, some judges will use this stuff. Some stuff's supposed to be sealed that happened when you're a juvenile, and it's still used against you, maybe only in the courtroom, but makes a big deal. So these days, you wonder who isn't a compromised person and who is. There are many, many other examples of being compromised. You know, you have a judgment against you from years ago, maybe a child support judgment, maybe a monetary judgment, an eviction, a lawsuit, etc. So why am I talking about all this? I'm talking about all this because this is a very important potential point to bring up when you talk to your potential clients. It may be a very good way to help them become your client if you talk about this, because, you know, I've talked to many, many lawyers in my day, and I've rarely heard about this unless it's just blatantly obvious. You know, if you've had a previous DUI and now it's your second one, it's a lot more serious, for instance. Even then, I've heard a lot of lawyers never bring this up to potential clients. So why bring this up? You could do it to scare them. I don't think that's the best tactic by far. I don't think that leads to more retainers, although it could. A better way is to show that you have true knowledge of how to help somebody. So if you bring this up, if you ask them, hey, do you have anything in your record, divorce, you know, conviction for anything, you know, you should have a checklist of things you could ask them. You know, even stuff when you were a juvenile, again, that was sealed or expunged, that kind of thing, that is discoverable. It could affect the case they have to go through with you. It could affect their auto accident case. You know, people posting on Facebook, they were at a party even 6 months ago. That could hurt their case. Again, family law definitely could hurt their case. Criminal defense, DUI, definitely can and probably will hurt their case. Even estate planning, if you're in for a fight over assets and there was some behavior that was public record, could affect your case. So don't think that, you know, oh, I'm in this practice area, this doesn't apply to me. It probably does. I'd have to think about it, but it probably does apply to every single practice area. You know, let's say you're going for funding for a business and you have an old conviction for something or an old, you know, nasty thing online. It may not even be a court case. All these things can hurt you and make you a compromised person. Now, again, I don't say this to scare you. I say this to help you, connect with clients more deeply. Because if you talk about this and a potential client brings it up, it's a way for you to bond with them. You can show understanding. You can say, you know what? I think it's ridiculous, but this could be held against you. You got to watch out for that. And if you talk to a client and you tell them that, they're going to be like, wow, this person really has a lot of knowledge and they're showing empathy and sympathy and they really care for me. And it's really going to help you get a lot more retainers. So, strange topic. It came up in my mind. I wanted to share it with you, but I feel like it's extremely important. So I recommend that you consider what I've said and listen to this podcast and see how you can use it in your marketing to help you. If you need help doing so and you want to do a consult with myself or Speakeasy Marketing Inc. and find out how to improve your practice and your marketing, increase your retention rate, get more clients, etc., we can help you. Give us a call, 888-225-8594, or email me, rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.